We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Mayor Tim Lowry is with us right now from Florissant, longtime police chief up there. Sorry about that, Mayor. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing all right, thank you. And you had, I'm assuming, another night where protesters are in the street in front of your home, right?
You know, we had it the other night, you know, and obviously it's very upsetting to my wife and I. And, you know, we have made some choices in our lives and things like that we have done as far as being so public. So we, in some ways, we do understand that. But I still think that protesting in my home is a desperate act. The community is obviously wants to be heard, and obviously they feel like that's the best thing to do is come to my home. And I don't know that I appreciate it or think that that's the right thing to do, but I do understand that we have a lot of concerns in our community and people do want to be heard. So I do want to kind of weigh that, I guess, make sure that I'm hearing what people are saying and I'm trying to do the right things. Believe me, I've been meeting with many community groups. I've been meeting with clergy. I'm willing to meet with anybody, but I would prefer that not be done in my home. I prefer that be done at City Hall, at church, somewhere like that where, you know, we can actually have a good conversation.
Right. No, I understand that completely. And Mayor, let's talk for a moment just about, you know, a lot of the details are public now. I mean, at least the video of what's happened. But what people need to understand is there an investigation into this was launched immediately. And it's being handled by agencies other than just Florissant, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So, you know, the Saturday afternoon about 1 o'clock, I was notified by the chief, Chief Fagan, about the video. And of course, both of us became extremely concerned about what we had seen on the video. And the chief had immediately contacted St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney Wesley Bell, the St. Louis County Police Department to come in and do an independent criminal investigation. The FBI is doing a civil rights investigation. And, of course, the Florissant Police Department is handling an internal investigation. So there's a lot of things going on right now. And, like I said, the chief and I are very concerned about what had happened. And we just want to make sure that the community has answers, because that's what the community wants and that's what the community definitely deserves.
Yeah.
And I just want to make people understand we are doing what we believe are the right things at this point.
Well, the one thing you can't really let rule is mob justice. I mean, when you've got people in front of your house demanding firings and arrests and all of this stuff, you've got to let due process carry itself out here first.
We have to, you know, and the thing is that if there's indeed wrongdoing, I mean, the officers involved and anybody that would be involved in this and like that has due process, and we have to make sure that that's honored. I mean, that's something that is given to us by our country and our Constitution, so we have to make sure that's done correctly, because if there is indeed wrongdoing here and we want to and there's going to be prosecution, well, we have to make sure that that everything is handled properly and the investigation is handled properly. You can't rush to judgment on things like this, and so things do take time.
Florissant Mayor Tim Lowry, my guest this morning. Up until your election as mayor recently, you were in law enforcement your whole career. There's been a long discussion here, even in St. Louis County Council yesterday, about taking funding away from the police, this whole defunding issue. What are your thoughts on that, Mayor?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I just can't imagine a scenario where defunding the police is going to resolve a lot of our issues in our communities. I mean, I think you keep the funding with the law enforcement, and you look at some ways to fund other things like mental health, domestic violence, things like that, things that you put on the police department, put on these police officers every day, that maybe really isn't what a law enforcement role. And I think that we've done that a lot in this country where, you know, we don't know what to do with a situation. So, you know, we take money away from mental health. That becomes a law enforcement issue then. It's really that we've misplaced things in law enforcement. And I think what we have to do is let our law enforcement officers do their job and serve and protect our community and start finding funding for different things that we've kind of just put on the law enforcement that we're really not really law enforcement's expertise.
Well, I'm glad to hear you mention that because there are so many other hats that our members of police forces tend to wear, and we ask them to do a lot for the amount of money they make. I mean, it's one reason I said earlier today that St. Louis Countyans passed Prop P because they felt like our first-line responders deserve to make more money for the risk they take every single day they put the uniform on. Now we've got a national discussion about taking that away. It's almost like a revenge type of scenario, in my opinion.
And Mark, I don't disagree with you at all. I know there's, like I said, I know there's a lot of frustration going on in our community, but I'll tell you that even the people that are out protesting and doing demonstrations, I promise you, if they have an incident that happens at their house and they've got somebody that breaks into their home or they got somebody that's attacking their family, you know the first person that you're going to call is the police, and they expect the police to be there because that's what we expect in this country. So to take that funding away or to take that officers off the street is going to hurt everybody. And I think we just have to be calm, get through this event, and then let's evaluate these situations. But any decision that we make right now is a knee-jerk reaction to what we're dealing with, some very serious incidents. But I just don't think we can knee-jerk this. I think we have to have calmer heads in this situation and on this issue.
Well put. Mayor Tim Lowry, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Mark. Have a good day.
Always a pleasure. Good to talk to you. Thank you. Florissant Mayor Tim Lowry.
Get more at 971talk.com.